Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 7 here of the Troy Trojans Boys Locker Room Chat. Crennan Prophet, and with me here, the head coach of the Troy Boys, Jonathan Rodbelt. And, Coach, you just got done with the Thunder Classic Tournament. You went 1-2 in it. You had the big win against Jackson Heights, 50-18 last week. But then, last two games we haven't talked about yet, and here we are going to talk about them. The loss against Nemaha Central just by 19, 49-30. Nemaha Central, by the way, undefeated on the year at 12-0 and the sixth-ranked team in 3A. And then you faced also Rock Creek as well for your last game in the tournament, just losing 78-67. What can you tell me from some of the takeaways here against this tournament, against these higher classification teams, and just playing really good competition?
We wanted to see some resiliency and some growth in a short amount of time from the boys, and I think we saw that. I mean, against Nemaha Central, they're very long, you know, 6'9", 6'5", 6'4", very, very good, well-coached team. And unfortunately, offensively, we didn't get going in that game. I mean, we talked to the boys about this quite a bit. In the following days, you've got to be able to run offense and run it effectively, and we did not run any offense that entire first quarter, so that really set us back. But then, later in the game, mounted a little run. We didn't have a very good offensive game, but we were able to hit some outside shots finally, cut it down to 10. But by that point, it was a little too late. But they're a very good team, and obviously they won the whole tournament, and they're a very highly ranked team. And so, you know, it was really good for us to see that type of competition in Nemaha Central. And then we followed it up with a game against Rock Creek, and it really felt like the opposite type of game. We were hitting outside shots. Guys were working really hard on the inside. We got quite a few points out of our big man that night. So offensively, it was working well. Our styles were somewhat similar with Rock Creek. They like to get it up and down the floor, and so do we. And we took advantage of that and probably didn't have quite as many mistakes as we did against Nemaha Central. So after that, I mean, we were pretty pleased with what we saw. We saw some growth. And, you know, all in all, that's what you want. You want some good competition. You want teams to be able to test you. So, despite the fact that we got fourth place and we didn't beat Rock Creek, it was a really good game all the way through. You know, that shows a lot of toughness and a little bit of character out of the boys. Also shows what they're capable of. You know, that becomes the standard when you play a game really well against a really good opponent like Rock Creek. And that's the expectation going forward. And they know that, but it's nice to be able to see it out on the court also. So, happy with how that one went.
Players were challenged, but they still had great scoring in that Nemaha Central game. Blevins had 7. Both Bo and Geiger also had 7 points each in that Rock Creek game, just scoring all across the board. You had 5 players with 9 points or more. Jack Hartman with 15 points, Logan Blevins with 14, Gannon Bo with 11, Henry Geiger 10, and now Caston Jasper with 9. So as your team is, you know, getting really clicking here on offense, now you dive right back into the league side of play. You'll have JCN and then Jackson Heights next Tuesday. JCN, though, just being played tomorrow. What can you tell me about this quick upcoming opponent?
In years past, definitely been very comparable styles. Of course, they lost a big class last year, their graduation, but they've got some pieces. They've got some players there. The Baker kid is just an absolute monster on the inside. He's big and strong, and so we're really going to have to contain him if we want to have a good chance tomorrow. You know, we look to try and continue to do what we do and make it our style of game. We want to push the tempo. We want to play together. We want to find each other on the court. Our main goal offensively has been, hey, how do we get more assists? Of course, it's easy to get assists when shots are going in. It's one pass. They score a basket and you got an assist. But being able to find guys across the court, having good vision and really unselfish play is what we're looking for. And obviously that makes it very fun basketball for the whole team, when you're always trying to, you know, give the credit to somebody else, right? But JCN, you know, it's not necessarily an easy place to go play. So, we're going to have to carry this momentum, and play as hard as we did in the Thunder Classic and take that with us to Winchester. And hopefully we perform well and we do what we've worked on in practice, and the boys play like they can.
7-4 overall, 4-2 in the league. This has been the Troy Trojans boys locker room chat here with Coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Coach, thank you for your time as always.
You bet. Thank you.
This Troy Trojans locker room chat has been brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Brewster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat.